Good morning, girls and boys.
Good morning.
We have that customary greeting, good morning. And there hasn't been many good morning weather-wise this last while. Sure there haven't. Seems to be raining every day. But nevertheless, it's good to be able to be here at school and enjoying the Lord's blessing. We're turning to Acts chapter 5, and this is actually the final study of that which is recorded regarding Ananias and Sapphira. You know how they were smitten down by God and they died, just dropped dead at the feet of Peter. That was undoubtedly quite a shock for the church and the early believers, for thousands had only recently been converted, and suddenly there was this terrible judgment fell upon these two, this man and his wife. The verse 11 is the verse we're going to look at this morning. Would you look at it? Acts chapter 5, verse 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. So, we've been talking about the rain falling out there every day, it seems. Well, something fell on the people in Jerusalem, a fear of God. They saw God in a greater light. They saw his power. They saw what it was he felt with regards sin. And boys and girls, we need to take note of this fact, this dreadful fear that fell upon the church, because that's what God wants us to feel regarding him. I'll explain. Let's look then at this portion. I think I would be right in saying what the Lord did here would have appeared a contrast to what we read about him in the Gospel. Perhaps the best known verse in the Gospel is John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that presents us with a God of love, immeasurable love, for he gave his only begotten Son to die for sin. And yet here we have God striking down dead a man and a woman. And it might even be thought that what they did really wasn't that serious. So we need to think about this and examine what it is we read in God's word regarding this. Because there's no contradiction between John 3 and 16 and what we read here in Acts 5 and the striking down dead of this man and woman. So, 2 points I want to make this morning in the will of the Lord. The first one is this: in a time of real blessing and gospel privileges, sin is dealt with more severely by the Lord. Do you understand what I mean? In a time when the light of truth is shining bright and people are given an understanding of God, of his will, his purpose, his mercy, his love, those who sin against those truths will be dealt with more severely than those who act in ignorance. I'll give you an example, and I'll use Joel. In Joel's house, there's a wee baby called Lily. Now, if Lily went to the coal bucket and began picking out the coal and throwing it on the floor, Mum's reaction could nearly guess. But if Joel went to the coal bucket and began throwing coal out on the floor, Mum's reaction wouldn't be the same as it was when Lily did it. Why? Because Lily was younger, was only a baby, and didn't really understand that what you were doing was wrong. Do you understand now the difference? It's one thing to be, as it were, ignorant of the will and mind of God and what it is we should be doing. And it's another thing to be given a revelation and an understanding of what God's will and purpose is, and us acting against that. God's going to deal with that person more severely than the first. It's not a case here that the sin of Ananias and Sapphira was more dreadful than any other sins that were taking place at that time, but it is that they were better informed of what God wanted them to do than others. They were aware of the dreadfulness of sin in the sight of God, but still they did wrong. You know, in the book of God, in chapter 4 of Leviticus, for instance, there is a mention of sins committed in ignorance. Many a time little boys and little girls, when they've done wrong and mom or dad comes on the scene and says, "What are you doing? I didn't know it was wrong." That will make a big difference immediately to mum and dad. But if mum and dad knew, they really did know that what they were doing was wrong, then they wouldn't have the same gentle response to the wrongdoing. You're getting the picture, I hope. God said those who sin in ignorance, well, they have to bring a certain sacrifice. They still did wrong, and they had to repent of it. But there wasn't the judgment upon them that would fall upon those who did wrong, knowing that they did wrong. Because David, in Psalm 19 and the verse 13, asks the Lord to keep him back from presumptuous sins. That's sins done in defiance of God. I know that you told me I shouldn't do this, but I don't care. I like doing it, so I'm going to do it. That's a much more serious matter. And what Ananias and Sapphira did, they did in a day when they were more aware of sin than they would have been before they experienced the blessings of God that took place in their time. You remember what the Lord said, and we heard this quoted in church on the Lord's Day. Do you remember what the Lord said to cities in which he preached the gospel many times? Listen to what he said to them. Luke chapter 10, verse 13. "Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon," pagan cities, "which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes." But Chorazin and Bethsaida didn't react that way. They didn't believe the gospel. They didn't repent. On a visit I had to Israel, I had two visits. It was the second one. We went to the site of Chorazin, and there's nothing there but a few stones on top of each other. God's judgment. God's judgment. I tell you, and I think you will understand, if you have privileges, if you're blessed with information, with knowledge, and you act against that, then your judgment will be greater. Your judgment will be greater. That's what's taught us here in this incident regarding Ananias and Sapphira. Now, Ananias and Sapphira here sinned in what was a great day of blessing.